Nothing excites Carrie and Tommy more than you hitting play on their catch-up. Well, maybe Nissan Intelligent. Easy to see why the Nissan X-Trail is the world's best-selling SUV.
Oh, halfway there. Welcome to Hump Day. Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Tommy Little, you're great,
man. As excited as I am, Tommy.
I mean, is it about Buzz using the word Hump Day again? Because no.
It's my thing.
It's like Christmas Day for me. I'm so excited about this present we're about to receive. We've been told, it's like when you're told you're getting a present for a long time. We've been told all day today we're getting to hear something at 3 o'clock that has taken the internet by storm. And don't listen to it, guys. We want to play it to you first at 3 o'clock. Mm. This better bloody be good because you've really sold this up to us, Buzz.
It is good. It's really good.
We're doing the thing that makes me most nervous, which is handing control of the show over to Mr. Aldrin over in the corner there.
I do understand your concern, but this is actually going to be worth it. Because you remember the viral gold dress thing that went around?
And very people, visual, not great for radio.
Yeah, like gold dress or was it like a blue dress people had? Well, this is the radio audio version of that.
Ooh.
Are we going to go viral?
This has already gone viral.
Oh, there's nothing like replaying something that's already viral.
Well, I actually want to see what you guys think it is. So I'm going to play you a bit of audio. Do you think it says Laurel? Or yummy?
Laurel. Laurel.
Yeah, I heard nothing but Laurel. Also, yummy is not a
Yanny, not yummy.
Yanny.
Is either of those a word?
Well, no. So it's just the sound that people hear. So we did this in the office here, and people heard yummy. Some people heard Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
Because there'll be people out there in the cars that are hearing yummy. I don't know if there was no
thing. I would love.
If it's just audio of someone saying Greg. Someone saying Greg.
All right, guys, we're going to do a crazy radio game. It's called Guess the Name.
Let's throw it to the phones then if you don't believe me.
Tony.
131060, give us a call. Laurel. What do you hear when we play that?
I can't even hear what the other one is meant to be.
Yanny. Doesn't sound anything like that.
I thought it was Yanny first, and then I've gone to Laurel, and
Christian,
I've got a whole...
our web guy is now saying Yanny across from me.
You can only hear Yanny.
Turn his microphone on.
Laurel. Can we turn his mic? How do we do that? Oh, Kez, our producer. She's got no idea how to operate
in the cupboard.
The mics.
This is great.
Okay. So,
Buzz, why didn't you organise for everyone to be on mic, Mike?
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, no, good
Christian.
Point.
Christian.
Sorry, am I on now?
Yeah.
What is Yanny? It's what I can hear.
Stop saying what is Yanny. It's just the two things people are hearing, mate. Yanny or Laurel. Yanny is just a name. Laurel is just a name.
Play it again.
So here.
Laurel.
Yeah, because it is Laurel.
131060, give us a call if you hear Yanny or Laurel. Let's throw it to the people because it's had the whole office up.
Jeez, that office needs more to do.
Well, you'll see. 131060. Oh, full board of phone calls. Give us a call. 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Buzz,
this is just going off so well, Buzz. Your segment that you've brought to us.
You've taken over the show, and
as usual, it's going very well when I do my Buzz segment.
It's going off.
What was the Brendan Favola's feedback? He's listening in the car. Tommy, what did he text
Brendan Favola?
You?
Who's that?
AFL legend. He just messaged, and I said I said, what do you hear? I only hear Laurel. And he said, yeah, Laurel. That's all anyone can hear. Stupid game, Buzz.
Not necessarily true, because on 131060, we've actually got a lot of callers. If you've just joined us, this is the audio that's doing the rounds at the moment.
Laurel.
So some people can hear Laurel and some people can hear Yanny.
Buzz, I need to know, like, so I'm into this game, right?
Yep.
But I don't even get how I can hear Laurel.
Yeah, I don't get how you could hear Yanny either.
I can't hear the other one. Can you, Buzz, do you hear the other one?
Now I hear Laurel, but only because I played around with the audio and there is a scientific reason. Let's get to some calls, though, to see if the rest of Australia.
Okay, Abby, what do you hear, Laurel or Yanny?
I hear Laurel, but my mum who's sitting next to me driving hears Yanny.
But is your mum, how much dementia has your mum got?
Doesn't have dementia.
Yeah. I mean, I'm open.
Put your mum on. Let's chat to your mum. Is your mum there?
She is, but she's driving.
Oh, no, don't put her on then. All right. Pass her. Send our love. Let's go to Sarah then. Sarah, what do you hear?
Well, I heard Yanny at first and I could not hear Laurel, but now listening to it on the phone, it sounds like Laurel. I can hear both.
But so
that's not very helpful.
No, no, that's still helpful, Sarah, because I can strictly only hear one. Buzz, you said there's a scientific reason. Can you give us a hint as to what you're talking about?
It's got to do with the pitch and the tone, I guess. So the frequency that you hear it determines what you actually hear. So,
is it the frequency of your hear, like how you hear things as a person?
Yeah.
So if I've got not as good hearing or something, I might only hear lower things and not high frequency or something. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, I don't know how that part of it works, but we've got Samantha here. You hear Yanni as well, don't you, Samantha?
Yes, I hear Yanni, but my 6-year-old son hears Laurel, and we've been arguing about it for about as long as you guys played it on the radio.
All right, so I actually want to test something out here really quickly. I've actually sped it up. And this is what made me realise that I heard Laurel. So have a listen. This is the same thing, just sped up a little bit.
Laurel, 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 Laurel.
What do you hear then, Samantha?
Yeah, I can hear Laurel then.
Yeah.
I only hear Laurel then, though.
I know. We've never heard Yanny, mate. Let's
can you make it sound
honest.
Yammy to me?
Here's a slow version. See if this...
Yammy. Yammy.
Oh, that says Yammy. Oh, my God, yeah, that says Yammy. What?
Yeah, but this is but that's like all that shows is sometimes when you slow things down they sound different.
But that's to do with the
play that again.
But I still don't understand how playing the same thing people hear it different.
All right, so here's the slow down version one more time.
Yummy.
Oh my
god. Yummy. Yummy.
Yummy.
Which is the frequency.
Yeah, it sounds like someone's just eating something delicious.
What do you hear now though if I play this?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel.
Yeah. All right, so that was a bit of a fail that example.
No, but I just don't. I don't get the. I get that you.
I think you're asking Buzz too many questions.
I'm not a scientist, mate. I just got this on Twitter and I've run with it. So
yeah, but you did say to us there is a scientific reason, and I'll let you know what that is.
When you pitch it up, it changes the frequency of the audio. So
no, I get speeding up and slowing things down.
Yeah, good, because that's all I had on that issue.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. What were you going to say, Tommy?
Well, I just wasn't sure if Buzz knew the microphones were on when he went. When he just said to himself under his breath, beautiful.
I love Ed Sheeran. So I put that out
I wasn't sure if it was even about the song. I thought maybe it was what you just said to yourself to pump yourself up before you turned the microphone
off. And what was that?
Off.
What did I say?
Beautiful. I think you were just like, beautiful. It's go time.
All right, you tweeted something this morning. I put it on Instagram and I think sums up how everybody is feeling about the royal family at the moment. On Instagram you said, you know things are getting hectic when the family with the history of incest are starting to look like the normal ones. The Meghan Markle debacle is like next level what's going on with her poor father at the moment.
Yeah,
just
I
on
think
a side note, you know your Instagram, you know you can write things on blank pages rather than always write them in your notes and then put the note bit still in your Instagram post?
I don't know what that means. What?
Yeah, we'll have a little session afterwards, I reckon. I feel like you're about 5 years behind on your Instagram.
What do I do?
Anyway, don't worry. We'll talk. You know, you always post you obviously have big things you want to say, so you go into notes and you write them all, and then you post the picture of your notes.
Just jokes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you a cooler way to do it.
Oh,
Mama knows.
Cool.
Yeah.
Will I go Mama viral
knows.
With that? God, we're all
you
going.
You won't go viral, mate.
Mama knows. Can we have a new segment on this show called Mama Knows?
Mama rarely knows anything about the internet. That I know. Anyway, so if you've been following the story, Meghan Markle's dad was going to walk Meghan. Well, first of all, he wasn't going to walk her down the aisle because he's a social recluse and he's got anxiety and he didn't think he'd be able to. Then he came to the party and said, I am going to walk her down the aisle. Then he did a deal with the paps and he was caught out having staged photos with the paparazzi. So the next day, we hear that he's no longer doing it anymore and the royal family said ask for privacy and at this time and all of a sudden he's pulled out. Then he came back this morning and said, actually, I am going to walk her down the aisle. Then he came back this morning, late morning, and said...
If you haven't changed over radio stations by now... You take a long, hard look at yourself.
He was trying to get a doctor to let him go, but now apparently he has to have heart repair and blockage surgery today. So he won't be walking down the aisle. Jury's still out for me.
Do you reckon?
I reckon Saturday he may be there.
I also reckon he's made up the surgery.
Do you know what? I heard a reporter this morning on the news saying that they've checked, and I hate the fact that they've even done this, they've checked every hospital around where he lives and not one hospital even has a report of the initial heart attack,
let alone the surgery. I'm not trying to make fun of his condition. I just don't think that's how a doctor would refer to it. It sounds like they've said to him, what are you going in for? And he's had to think of words and he goes, heart repair?
Like getting your car fixed.
Yeah. Changing my tubes? I'm not sure.
Last week we had Andrew Denton on, and he was talking about, because he has this show called The Interview, and he was talking about how he had Daniel Johns on this week, and that interview went to air last night. It was fascinating. If you followed Silverchair and Daniel Johns from, you know, day dot when he first came out, an incredibly complex man, and the interview last night you couldn't look away from, yet it was also quite hard to watch at times. It was really compelling. But in it, he revealed that for the last 15 years, he's been battling a severe anxiety disorder.
I wasn't well, but it wasn't what people thought it was. I have had a pretty serious anxiety disorder.
And he spoke about how, do you remember that period where he was seen looking all disheveled? Everyone wasn't sure if he was like shirtless and he was wearing lipstick, and people weren't sure if he was drunk or if he was on drugs or whether he had eating issues. Everything was going around, and he was said last night that he started drinking heavily to deal with his anxiety.
And I didn't know what it was, and I was misdiagnosed with a lot of things. I thought I had some. I didn't know what I had, so I didn't know how to deal with it. And the only thing that I found that worked was alcohol.
Which is so sad to hear that you. I mean, it's good for him now that he's got it sorted, but it was hard to watch.
Do you know it really fits into the category of getting really famous really young really ends up. Well, like it seems like, and I didn't see the interview with Bickers, but it seems like he's in a lot better place now.
Absolutely. And he said it got so bad sometimes he didn't feel worthy of the fame he had. The anxiety started to question whether he was worth any of it, which I can imagine, as you're saying, when you become young, so famous so young, that you don't have the ability to understand then what's happening to you before you know it.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like that ship sailed.
Because I remember Silverchair Tomorrow was one of the first singles that I ever got back in the day. But you forget how young they were. They weren't allowed into the pubs that they were playing in.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were tiny because they were like 14 or whatever.
Anyway, and you forget just because you still make beautiful music too.
Yeah.
Incredible creative man.
Absolutely. Good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, you know, some days you make self-discoveries. Do you have days like that?
Like
where you just
in the
reflect on yourself?
Stuff?
Oh. You what?
Lint in the belly button type stuff.
No, deeper stuff. Like you reflect on
where are you getting lint, mate?
Right into my soul.
Okay.
I was at the gym today and I was working out, and little things annoy me often, and they really annoy me at the gym. The way people work out, the things they do, the noises they make, the things they wear. I think it's because I'm in pain and under duress, my ability to endure their annoyances goes down a lot.
And people are painful. People that aren't yourself, like if you go out into a crowd, and this is anybody, if you go out into a crowd, you look around and you think most of these people are probably jerks.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but
you're the one who said it, mate.
I didn't say everyone's jerks. I just said, I actually was saying that I had a self-discovery this morning that I'm the jerk.
Yeah, see, I'm at work and I look around and I think why are you the jerk?
I realised. So, you know those people that like drop their weights, you're at the gym and they just slam their weights down after they've groaned their way through lifting it, and then they just dump them. They really annoy me.
Throwing a bit of tin around.
Oh, mate, I know you're a hero, okay? Yeah. Return the weight quietly to the floor.
Why would I do that when I could just launch it across the room? And then women can, like you, can go, wow, I'm impressed. I never say that.
Instead, I think you're a jerk. And then
a jerk that I've got a big weight and just thrown it across the room. So
yeah, and then the people that when they work out in a public space with public people that go, and you're like, why? You don't need to do that.
I'm a grunter. That's me.
Are you?
Yep. I don't like when men do women exercises. I find it off-putting.
See? It annoys you.
You know that one where you lie down on the ground and you thrust your hips up towards the sky?
Does that ever do anything anyway?
I don't know, but I don't trust men who do it.
I reckon that move was invented by a PT that wanted to see his client do that. Yes. That's what that
move
is.
You're exactly right. And men who do it, I look at it and it confuses me emotionally, and so they make me uncomfortable.
Men and women that at the gym Don't wear deodorant. Really irks me. And I should point out, I have been at the gym today and I stink. So I'm one of those people. Jerk. But what I discovered about myself today
is
I'm the person that sings the music out loud at the gym. When everybody else is quiet, they've all got their headphones on, I am loudly singing along to every single song.
You're doing Jimmy Oakey.
I'm doing Jimmy Oakey.
Does anybody do Jimmy Oakey? We should totally do Jimmy Oakey.
That is fun. That is really awesome.
And you take it in turns to sing. The person to get up on stage.
Oh, I sing all of them.
Put on a Jimmy Oakey class?
Sure. Yeah, I've got just the place to go. It's where I go all the time and I do Jimmy Oakey. You can come to my gym.
So what tunes are they pumping out? Do you put in requests
everything.
As well?
Oh, no, I just they've got great playlists and I'm there just singing them all. Anyway, the other thing someone pointed out to me today is that when I go for a run, I listen to my music on speakerphone.
What do you mean?
So like, I literally hold my phone and play my playlist. No, in my hand and run with it on speakerphone.
Why? You're like one of those senile old people on the plane who they think they've plugged their headphones in but they haven't quite pushed in the whole way. And so sound is just coming out of their iPad.
I do it? I have good reason for it, right? It annoys everybody, and every single person that runs past me on the track I run gives me the eye roll, right? I know it annoys everybody. Yeah. But I have this fear that one day I'm going to be followed by somebody or chased after and I'm not going to hear them coming up from behind because I'm going to have my headphones in. And the other thing I feel is if I sing loudly enough, they'll go, "She's cray cray, keep running," and they won't take me. That's my theory.
Well, the good thing is, they're right. She is cray cray, and please don't take her.
So what I want to do with this on 13 10 60 is, are you the jerk at the gym? And I have even, because I'm really into making my little singing song opener things at the moment, I've created another one for us.
A jerk
at the gym. Are you a jerk at the gym?
So firstly, congratulations, that's smashing.
Can we just hear it again? Hold on, let's just hear it again.
A jerk.
Yeah, that's awesome.
At the gym.
Will you take, so the people that are the jerks, can you dob in other jerks?
Yeah, but I'd really like to hear if you're the jerk, but sure, dob in other jerks as well.
Well, then in that case, can the guy that goes to my gym who
give us a call, Tommy.
He wears those running tights, but he doesn't wear the courtesy shorts over the top.
Oh. Is that Chris? He doesn't go to your gym, does he? Because he does that.
13, 10, 60, jerks at the gym.
A jerk.
At the gym.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're doing this. Are you the...
A jerk.
At the gym.
Are you the jerk at the gym? Because I discovered this morning I'm the jerk at the gym. I sing along loudly to all of the songs when everyone else is just trying to work out.
It's actually the behaviour of a crazy person, but I do like it because I really think Jimmy Oakey could be a thing.
Well, I think we should get that up. Let's make that a thing.
Okay.
Can you organise? Because I'm kind of busy at the moment.
Buzz, that is over to you.
Jimmy Oakey.
Let's go to
how the first segment went. Do you really want to entrust it with Buzz?
That was a success and you know it.
let's get Matt. Oh, you go.
Well, Matt, would you come to Jimmy Oakey?
I would, mate, yeah.
Yeah, great man. Are you the jerk at your gym?
No, I'm not, but I have to tell you guys about this regular guy that goes to my gym.
Yeah,
he will literally walk up to anyone that is using his weight, no matter if they're still mid-use or not, and take the weights off them.
Off them?
Does he not get told off by attendant?
No, because it's a 24-hour gym, so usually the staff ain't there to tell him off. But, yeah, he'll just walk up. Even if you're using it, he will just take it straight off you.
Does anyone confront him?
He's a gym bully.
A few people have over the time. I've been there about 6 months now, and a few people have, but they don't really say much to him. He's a pretty big dude.
I was going to say, is he a big guy?
Yeah, he's pretty big, yeah.
And tattoos, has he got neck tats?
Nah, no neck tats, but he's got two sleeves, so.
Yeah, I'm scared of him already.
He's definitely
a jerk
at the gym.
And we are saying that from the safety of inside a radio studio.
Sienna, are you the jerk?
Yes, I sure am.
What do you do?
I'm the jerk at the gym that stops the fan so it directly blows on me and no one else.
Oh, you put it on stationary instead of rotate.
Yes.
Wow, doesn't that dry you out, Sienna?
No, it actually helps a lot.
Okay.
Fans do cause a lot of problems because when I go to Pilates, there's only one fan in the room, and sometimes when I ask the person next to me if they mind if we put the fan on and they say no, I really want to inflict pain.
Yeah.
It's like I'm only being polite. I should have just not asked you and just gone and put it on.
Next time, move the fan to the other side of them so it just cops you a bit more.
I know.
And then fart, and then it can go downwind to their Pilates bed.
Abby, are you the jerk at the gym?
Yes, I am. I'm the one with the headphones on singing quite loud probably, but I don't really hear myself, and it's not very well either. I'm no Beyonce.
Nah, neither am I, babe. But doesn't it get you through your workout, being able to sing?
It does. I get some funny looks, but, I figure no one wants to say anything.
Abs, what tunes are you belting out?
It could be anything from Drake to whatever. I don't know. Whatever's on at the time, but I'm singing.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. So would you come to Jimmy Oki?
Definitely.
Okay. Because right, we've got to get this happening. Actual fortune.
Just you before we go. Oh, yes, a franchise. Oh, mate. Definitely Jimmy don't Oki. Hand this to Buzz. You take control, mate. I've got faith in you. Jake, okay. Are you the jerk at the gym?
I'm the jerk that'll eat the donuts out the front.
Oh, yeah. And are you skinny too?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, don't people
hold on,
hate.
Is this after a workout or you don't even work out? You just eat donuts outside
stand
of gym?
Stand in the window.
I just eat donuts out the front of the gym.
you funny man, Jake.
You definitely are. Jack, 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 Jack,
Jack, Jack. At the gym. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wowee. I mean, wow, how's what? Your form, Bickmore?
What?
Just ducking off to the loo there. Not realizing that you were still wearing your microphone and we've managed to catch the audio of you. If you have just joined us, Bickmore left a microphone on in the bathroom. Buzz, have you got that there?
It's disgusting. I don't know if I even want to play
just
it.
Play it,
honest.
Play it, bro. Play no. it. Play it.
Oh.
Bickmore.
That is not. Wow. That is, I'm going to sue you for defamation. That is ruining my character.
Whoa, I mean.
That is not me in the toilet. What is that?
Oh, Carrie. Okay, let's move on.
What is that? No, what is that? What is that?
Let's move on, mate. That's just.
What is that?
Don't take your microphone to the toilet next time. That's
no, you are not leaving this conversation without you telling me what that is.
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, off, Buzz.
I didn't even do number twos. That is not. What have you done?
Just sometimes when you make grunting sounds when you're doing a story about the gym, sometimes you know we record those and we can do things with them. Anyway, that's on file now. Hey, I want to talk to you about something. Hey, and you shouldn't feel angry. You're about 4 kilos lighter. last night we had Janine Ellis on the project from Shark Tank. You remember?
Yes. I do remember. I do remember what happened because we had Janine Ellis at the very end of the show and then what happens is the show wraps and then we walk down, the guest leaves, we walk down to the audience, we chat to them for like 5-10 minutes and then we go home. I chatted to the audience on my own for 5-10 minutes because I turned around to the desk and there's you three guys, you, Willeed and Pete, surrounding Janine pitching ideas at her. Like you were like 10 going, I've got an idea, I've got an invention, I've got an invention.
Shark Tank is like my favorite. I love Shark Tank, right? It's awesome. I love invention ideas. And so I grabbed her and I said to her, Janine, as soon as the camera started, I said, Janine, bad breath. Let's talk about it. And she goes, my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, it's not you, but I've got an idea for it. And they're these little things that you put inside your nose, right? These little caps that have like a fresh scent in them. So instead of having to give someone mints or gum that has bad breath, these things you just put inside your nose and you're breathing eucalyptus fresh air, or like it could be like fresh baby smell. Like if you're a new mum and you've got to change your baby.
Oh, and you've got to change your nappy, you whack them up your nose.
You whack them up your nose and you've got fresh baby despite the fact that you're changing your baby, right? And
What did she say?
Well, she goes, have you got a name for them? And I said, yeah, they're called nose odigos. Right.
Well,
and then
name.
And what she goes,
no go to Zoes.
No Zodas goes.
No Zoda goes. What?
No Zoda goes.
What does that mean?
No Zoda goes. Means the nose odor goes.
Oh, nose odor goes.
Yeah, nose odor goes.
Like say no, like nose odor go.
No, it's nose odor.
Nose odor goes.
Nose odor goes.
Nose odor goes.
Yes. And she said, that's a great idea. And I said, thanks. And then I turned for 1 second and I turned back to start talking
before.
Money. And she was, yeah, we all need some nose odor goes now. And then she'd walked off and she didn't realize that I was quite serious. And I have a lot of inventions. Buzz, do you want to know the, do you want to tell Carrie about the one I had the other day?
Oh, about the, you will explain it better, but it's got something to do with falling asleep and hearing the sound of rain.
Roof rain.
Roof rain, that's the one.
Yeah, so it's a shower, it's a tank on your roof, so it's, it collects rainwater and then sprinkles it onto your roof. Like you press a button and so every night it feels like you're going to falling asleep to the rain. What do you reckon, Vickers?
I mean, you'd want to get it right, otherwise it's just going to sleep listening to like a dripping tap, which is really annoying.
Or some bloke making these noises on your roof, like Carrie.
Do you know what I could use that as? I should use it as a tape thing to keep in my window for when I'm home alone and I just have it on repeat. So if anyone is thinking about breaking in, they just hear me going, oh, I think, oh, I've gone into that house.
No, that's not smart because they'll think, well, I can break in because she's been on the bog for hours.
Anyway, okay, so I bet you Janine gets inventions all the time.
Yes, well, I love inventions. I think it's part of the beautiful Australian psyche. I think we've all got big ideas and I want to know, have you got an invention? It might have been made. It might not be made. If it's weird, fine. If it's not weird and it's actually been a success story, give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I love inventing. We were just talking about my nose odor goes, which I still think is a fantastic idea.
I think everyone will go, the nose odor what? The what?
Yeah, and then they'll be talking about it. That's how you get them.
Right. Is that it,
and
entrepreneur?
Then you get them by.
Is that the secret?
It. How do you spell entrepreneur, Carrie?
E-N-T. R E N. I'm not. I'm writing it.
Yeah.
On E R. This is boring. E N T.
That's what I do when I'm no good at stuff. This is boring. Let's play something else. So I'm asking on 131060, have you invented anything? Because I love this. I reckon it's a quintessentially Australian thing. We've got ideas that we reckon can change the world. Susan, are you one of these fine people?
Yes, I am.
Talk to us.
I have invented a ladies' handbag and cooler bag combined.
Now, what I love about this, Susan, is firstly, you're really fun and you're a genius and that's great. I also love that you've dressed it up as you can keep your lunch and you, really all you're doing is you're smuggling booze into events.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I invented it for in the first place, but then somebody said to me, oh, I'll put my lunch in that. And I went, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Wait, isn't this something similar to what you invented, Tommy?
The beer belly.
The beer belly sneak into festivals. Like, Suzanne, where are people taking your cooler backpack?
Well, we want to pass up whole BYO experience. We want to be able to take our beautiful handbag with a bottle of wine in rather than turn up with a bottle of wine in a paper bag.
Mm. Yeah. Susan, I love it. Give you. So is this made? Have you made this?
Yeah, they're online at coolclutch.net. And I have 59 different handbags.
I've went to search it and I've just searched cool crutch and wow, has the internet exploded in my hand.
But I'm interested what says alcoholic more, rocking up with a brown paper bag or pulling a bottle of wine out from your cooler handbag.
Susan, I'm sorry, but Carrie doesn't get it. I don't know.
Carrie, it depends on where you're going because I've been invited to a girlfriend's house for coffee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're never quite sure and you really don't want to turn up and not have the opportunity.
Oh, what a legend.
Oh, Les Crosted, Lee, now great invention, Susan. Lee, what's your grand invention?
My partner and I have invented glass on the grass, which sounds like it'd go really well with your invention. It's a base. You slip on your wine glass, a real wine glass, but it stops it from tipping over.
Now,
that is magical.
Lee, this is. Isn't it just nice? This is why I got into radio, just to spend an afternoon talking to just flat-out genius people. That's great. This is great.
Lee, you need to pop around to Susan's around 3 o'clock for a wine. You two would be a perfect match.
I feel like we should change the name of this segment to Alcoholics with Ideas. if you want to get some of Lee's glasses, glassonthegrass.com is there. George, finish us off. Are you an alcoholic with an idea?
No, but I might have come up with this idea when I was drunk once. But this is, I'm still convinced it's a million dollar idea, but I might have just taken a bit too long to kind of get it off the ground. So my wife always wanted me to help her in the kitchen. I was always looking for excuses not to. And I always found my best excuse was when I chop the onions. It always just makes me cry, and I don't like to cry in front of the wife and the kids. It just does, you know, it's not my style. So I thought, what about onion goggles? Goggles designed specifically for when you're chopping onions in the kitchen. So it keeps you strong and...
George, do you want the good news or the bad news? Well, the good news is you're a brilliant man with brilliant ideas. The bad news is I put up a post of my friend chopping onions wearing swimming goggles. And I then got given not only a pair of onion goggles, but their Dame Edna Everidge themed up onion goggles that protect your eyes and make you look like you're wearing fun novelty glasses.
Oh, see, that you just taken my, that was my Australia Day theme. I was going to release a whole theme of them, and the Australia Day theme was...
George, I haven't taken it. It's already been done.
And can I just say one thing, George? You talked about you don't want your wife to see you crying. I so find a man shedding a tear in the kitchen so much sexier than a man with goggles on cutting onions.
And you know why that is, George? George, you know why that is?
If you guys need me to pop in, prepare some chopped onions in the kitchen there at any point, I'm happy to come in.
No, no. Carrie's partners aren't even chopping onions. They're just so miserable at having to be with her. They're crying in the kitchen.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
As good as this chat is, he's in catering next and they join us right now.
I mean, for you guys, just in case you haven't been hearing our show kick-started today with a Buzz segment. Buzz,
a text.
Yes, this incredible audio that he thought would change the world. We're still unsure if
it has,
it really
changed,
has
the
changed the world.
Oh, I've got all the faith in the world in Buzz.
Thank you,
Husey. So why don't you finish the show, Buzz, with another your segment and you bring Husey and Kate into the fold.
Great idea. Start with a bang, end with a bang.
Does it have a name, your segment,
no,
Buzz?
No, he didn't even bother with a name.
No, it's just a generic break, the Buzz break, as we call it.
Because outside they're calling it the short-lived Buzz break.
That's also appropriate.
No, Buzz, I'm in your corner. I love Buzz, and I love Buzz's mum.
Well, why don't
okay,
we...
Okay, great.
Wow.
That's
Buzz
a chat for another day.
Buzz mum?
I love Buzz mum. Yeah,
Buzz mum. Buzz's mum. We haven't even met Buzz's mum.
No, I've heard a lot about Buzz's mum.
This is getting real weird. Can we go back to Buzz break?
No, you're making this is better than the break you brought us. Why didn't you bring us Buzz's mum's break?
Well, you should get Buzz. You should get your mum on, Buzz.
Yeah, she's Irish. She's got an annoying accent. You can't really understand her.
Mate, we've got you on our show.
This is really painful. This is really hurtful.
Come on, play me a secret.
Here's my Buzz break.
Hang on. I need to know, Hughes, when did Buzz's mum come into the frame?
No, I just heard she was a fan of mine, and so that's the thing. So, that's enough
that's
for me.
And
you combine that with the Irish accent, and my goodness. Yeah.
Hi, Mum, if you are listening.
Which is ironic,
which I know you do.
Because he married a woman who can't stand him.
But no, that's untrue.
Oh.
Anyway, Buzz, take it away.
Oh, great. Let's get off. You know, I won't even say that. That was going to end
get
really
off your
bad.
Mum. So, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so I want to play you guys a bit of audio, Husey and Kate. Do you hear Laurel or Yanny?
Laurel.
Well, I hear Laurel.
So do we, mate. Laurel. We don't even think it, there
someone
is
hear Yanny? Involved.
Yeah, so I heard Yanny initially, and it's got to do with the frequency of how that sounds.
But
is it a white dress or a lavender
exactly.
dress?
Exactly. The audio version of that.
I appreciate the audio version of that, but does anyone hear Yanny?
Yeah, no. We had lots of callers calling that.
Can you play it again?
Laurel.
Even
Laurel.
I'm listening for Yanny, and I'm not
what
hearing
about,
Yanny.
What about if I slow it down? So here's
do you know,
sorry.
Just before you slow it down for them, guys, do you know we went through about five callers, and eventually we only had one that could hear Yanny, and it was an old lady with an Irish accent.
Three of our amazing listeners heard Yanny, actually. And thank
was
you for calling through.
Was she a fan of Husey?
She was a big Husey fan. She actually asked.
But
she said, am I too early to speak to Husey?
Not that old.
Sorry. Yes.
If I slow it down, what do you hear?
Yanny.
This is the point we said earlier, mate. This has turned into a segment which is if you slow things down, they sound
yes,
different.
Like
the whole
like the Beatles album.
Yes.
You are going to die today. Yes. And then it's been a hard day. That's just that.
No, I love the segment. I love the segment.
We love it.
The first one went better.
We love it. Please do it again.
Was there another one?
Is it
the first segment?
Oh, right. Would you consider calling it the Buzz Around Town?
Not after that one.
versatile, intelligent. Yeah, we could be talking about Carrie and Tommy, but we're not. We're talking the Nissan X-Trail, the world's best-selling SUV.